This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 8:31, down 1 on the open. March, 8:38, down 2. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8:07, down 1 on the open. March, 8:29, down a half. May, 7:85, down 7 and a half. July, 6:72, down a half on the open. December corn opened at 374 and a half, down 1 on the open. March, 391, down 1 and 3 quarters. May, $4.50, down 3 quarters. July, 409 and a half, down 1 and a half. September, 411, down 3 and a half. December, 416, down 5 and a quarter. March, 424, down 3 and a half. May of 2009, 430, down 1 on the open. November beans opened at 10:05, down 5 on the open. January, 10:22, down 3 and 3 quarters. March, 10:34, down 6 and a half. May, 10:38, down 6 and a half. July, 10:42, down 6 and a half. August, 10:28, down 11. September, 9:85, down 17. November of 2008, 9:58, down 18 and a quarter on the open. December soybean meal opened at 279, down 60 on the open. January, 278.50, down 290. December soybean oil opened at 42.25, down 6 on the open. January, 42.45, down 27. At the Merck, December live cattle opened at 94.85, down 7.5 on the open. February, 97.25, down 27.5. November feeders opened at 108.65, up 20 on the open. January, 108.75, up 35. December lean hogs opened at 53.55, down 32.5 on the open. February, 60.40, down 45. And February pork bellies opened at 84.10, up 5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
It's already been a very volatile morning in the soybean pit, but we start with the outside markets, which after making new contract highs in the crude oil overnight at 96.24, has backed off all the way down to 92.72. And for a few moments there in the soybean pit, we were trading better than 20 to the downside. We have since rallied a little bit from that position, where we're seeing now that soybeans in the November contract are just down 7.25.
Well, the crude oil, the volatility of the crude oil market is definitely the key influence over here in the agricultural commodities. And whatever crude oil is doing at any given moment is probably what's going to happen over in the grain complex. I think yesterday's rally here right at the end of October was kind of, you know, chasing the short side of the market before the end of the month. And now we start a new month, and now we kind of see that the markets are not able to kind of follow through on their advances that we saw yesterday. Now is generating some sell pressure, maybe even some long liquidation in here. So it'll be, you know, I think the first hour of trade here will kind of give us a clue of whether or not we'll be able to kind of stabilize this market, at least in the short run.
Do you think, though, that your friendly soybeans, at least until we have a better handle on the size of the South American crop?
Well, I think you can kind of be friendly soybeans until the trade sees what USDA's production numbers are next week. Now, there's been a lot of anticipation, a lot of expectations that USDA We'll maybe make some small downward adjustments in soybean production, and maybe so in corn. Now, the corn's probably not as certain because we do have some pretty good yields here in the eastern corn belt, and we've got a lot of corn piles outside. But I think probably for the moment, though, the market might be ripe to kind of take a breather for a few days until we and then we gear up for next week's crop report. But I think the market needs to see what the final production number is, or at least a little better idea of what USDA may or may not do on the November report. I think I'm not convinced the market has technically bought as large a soybean acreage as it's wanting to talk about. I think the price of corn and the yields that we've seen here in the eastern Corn Belt, I don't think is swinging as many acres out of corn and into soybeans as maybe what some of these private estimates have indicated earlier in the month and what maybe USDA is kind of looking at.
So how many more acres would you estimate for yourself that price action needs to swing back to the soybean side?
Well, I don't think soybeans have bought more than 4 million acres. And, you know, the trade's been kind of talking about maybe 7 or 8. So I think that puts a lot of emphasis on the South American crop being a good one. And, of course, everything is A-OK down there right now. But they've got, you know, their season is just starting. And, of course, their critical growing period is going to be more in the January-February time frame. So we'll have to see what the total plantings are in South America. But I think the soybean complex, soybean products are going to be generally tight in supply, at least in the short run here, until the trade gets a little more comfortable with what the future production prospects are.
Do you think that next week that the carryout in the corn will vary much from 2 billion bushels?
I don't know if we're going to see big changes in next week's report. I guess, you know, from what we understand, what USDA has done on the October report, one wouldn't expect to see any big changes. I think the big changes that could come forward are going to be more tied to the December 1st stocks report and the January final production number, and those numbers won't be released until January. So without any surprises next week, though, I do think the market begins to lose its focus because that'll be the end of the basically measured production estimates for the year. We will have a December supply-demand estimate, but that will be basically, you know, just revisions, no new production numbers anyway, at least on the U.S. front. So I think the market then begins to lose its focus, and then we, you know, may begin to start entering the holiday downtime season maybe a little sooner. But a lot of the, you know, price action will depend upon what goes on in outside market activity.
So you would think after the report, then, a sideways to slightly downtrending market through the end of the year?
Well, my cyclical work would indicate that we have to be careful during the month of November here that the market doesn't enter a downward correction into some maybe year-end-type lows. So, you know, I guess from a cyclical perspective, I'm kind of watching the markets maybe for a short-term fall high, so to speak, and then we start going into some holiday downtime. But it is only November 1, so we still need to go a couple weeks before we kind of get into the holiday season. But I do think the markets are vulnerable to kind of a November-type high or then maybe a pause, and then we'll have to kind of see then how, you know, the South American growing season holds and whether or not demand holds up as we start the new year.
So maybe what will happen is that we see some rallying on the cash side, which has already been doing so, and maybe more of that's in the cards.
Well, I don't know. There's a limit to the improvement in the basis levels. We've had an awful nice rally in cash prices that snapped back nicely. But on the other hand, I think as you get into December, you will start seeing country movement pick up. Farmers have a tendency to no sooner get the grain in the bin that they want to start moving it out in December and put it into the pipeline when they start having free time. The road conditions are good. So I do think you'll start seeing country movement pressures begin to take hold during the month of December, and that could then begin to weaken the basis level as that cash inventory moves into the pipeline.
Are you friendly to the wheat market or not?
Well, the wheat market, I think, is in transition. It's shifting from more of an old crop focus to maybe a new crop focus. I don't think the market has completed its rationing process because there's just not a lot of old crop wheat supplies around. But the market has had a nice run to the upside. We're getting toward the end of the year. And the large index fund positions and the speculative positions in the marketplace, you have to begin to brace yourself for a lot of long liquidation type activity that could weigh on the wheat market.
Thank you much.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he says sunny with highs ranging from 53 to 63 tonight, clear with widespread frost forming, lows at 28 to 35 in city centers. Tomorrow mostly sunny, highs of 56 to 64 degrees. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock.